The real cost of AI infrastructure. What finance needs to know. AI workloads are rewriting cloud cost structures. GPU instances, inference endpoints, and training jobs behave nothing like traditional compute. And the finance team's existing cost management playbook doesn't cover them. Cloud cost management has a new variable that didn't exist 3 years ago. AI infrastructure. GPU instances, model inference endpoints, training pipelines, and embedding generation workloads are now significant line items for organizations that are serious about deploying AI. And they behave completely differently from the traditional compute that finance teams have learned to manage. The finance team that understands AI infrastructure costs will be better positioned to govern them. The one that treats GPU spend as just another EC2 line item will be consistently surprised. Why AI costs are structurally different. Traditional cloud compute is relatively predictable. An EC2 instance runs, costs a flat per hour rate, and produces a service. More users means more instances. The cost per unit relationship is legible. AI infrastructure breaks this model in several ways. Non-linear cost curves. Training a model is not like running a web server. Training cost depends on model size, dataset size, hardware type, and training duration in ways that are highly non-linear. A model twice as large can cost 10x more to train. Minor changes in training approach can dramatically change compute requirements. Experimentation overhead, AI development is iterative and exploratory. Data scientists run dozens of experiments to find a model architecture that works. Most experiments fail. The infrastructure cost of failed experiments is a real cost of AI development, but it doesn't show up in any output. Organizations that measure AI cost by successful deployments only are missing the majority of the actual spend. Idle GPU costs. GPU instances are expensive, whether they're doing useful work or not. A data scientist who provisions a large GPU instance runs a training job for 3 hours and then leaves the instance running for the rest of the day has generated significant waste. GPU instances are more expensive per hour than CPU instances, and the waste per idle hour is correspondingly higher. Inference cost at scale, serving AI predictions, inference, has a different cost structure than training. At low scale, inference is cheap. At high scale, millions of predictions per day, inference cost can exceed training cost by an order of magnitude. Organizations that build AI features without modeling inference cost at production scale are frequently surprised by the economics when they try to launch. The main cost categories, training compute, running the model training job. Costs are driven by instance type, GPU size and count, training duration, and parallelization approach. A single large training run on expensive GPU instances can cost thousands to tens of thousands of dollars. The key metrics, cost per training run, cost per successful model, total training spend by team and project. Fine-tuning, taking a pre-trained foundation model and adapting it to a specific task or dataset. Significantly cheaper than training from scratch, but still GPU intensive. Fine-tuning runs are common for organizations using models like Llama or Mistral on proprietary data. Inference endpoints, running a model to serve predictions to production applications. Costs are driven by instance type. Uptime, are endpoints left running 24/7 or scaled to zero when idle? And request volume. A persistent inference endpoint on a large GPU instance might cost $2,000, $5,000 a month, whether it serves 100 requests or $10 million. Embedding generation, converting text, images, or other data into vector representations for semantic search or RAG, retrieval augmented generation systems, often run as batch jobs, costs scale with data volume. API costs. If your organization uses third-party AI APIs, OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, Cohere, these costs appear as SaaS spend rather than cloud infrastructure spend, but they should be tracked alongside AI infrastructure for a complete picture. These are typically priced per token, per unit of text processed, and can scale quickly with usage. The governance gaps. Most organizations don't have AI-specific cost governance, which means AI spend is either lumped into general cloud costs, making it invisible as a category, or managed informally by the teams doing AI work. The governance gaps that produce the most waste: no experiment tracking. Without instrumentation that links infrastructure costs to specific experiments, it's impossible to understand the cost of AI development. You know you spent $40,000 on GPU instances last month. You don't know which projects consumed that and whether the results justified it. Persistent inference endpoints for development. Development and staging inference endpoints are often set up identically to production, full-size GPU instances running 24/7. A production endpoint might justify that cost. A development endpoint that's used for testing a few times a day does not. No inference cost modeling before launch. Product teams frequently build AI features without modeling what inference will cost at production scale. When the feature launches and generates real traffic, the infrastructure cost can be 10-50x the development estimate. GPU instance, idle time. Training and development workloads that don't use autoscaling or automated shutdown policies generate significant idle GPU costs. This is the AI equivalent of leaving the lights on. What good AI cost governance looks like. Project-level tagging. Every AI workload should be tagged with the project, team, and phase: research, development, production. This makes cost attribution by project tractable. Experiment cost visibility. Data science workflows should surface the cost of each experiment as part of the workflow. Tools like MLflow, weights and biases, and SageMaker experiments can be configured to track compute costs alongside model metrics. When a data scientist sees that a training run cost $800 before they start, they're more likely to think carefully about whether the configuration is right. Inference endpoint lifecycle, development and staging. Inference endpoints should have explicit lifecycle policies, either scaled to zero when idle or decommissioned on a schedule. Production endpoints should have utilization-based scaling. Pre-launch inference cost modeling. Before any AI feature reaches production, there should be an estimate of inference cost at target traffic levels. This estimate belongs in the project's financial model, not just in engineering documentation. API spend tracking, third-party AI. API costs should be tracked by application and team, not just as a total vendor invoice. Most API providers support tracking by API key, and keys should be issued per team or per application. Benchmarking your AI spend. Questions to ask to establish a baseline. What percentage of total cloud spend is AI related? If you can't answer this, you don't have enough visibility. What is the ratio of training cost to inference cost? Healthy ratios vary by organization, but training at more than 3-4x inference often indicates inefficient training practices. What is GPU utilization on training instances? Below 70% average is a signal of wasted capacity. What is the inference endpoint uptime versus actual usage ratio? Endpoints that are up 24/7 but only serving traffic for 6 hours a day are 75% idle. What is the cost per successful model deployment? This includes all failed experiments, all engineer time, and all infrastructure in the development lifecycle. These aren't questions engineering will naturally track. They're financial performance questions that require finance to define what efficiency means for AI infrastructure, and then ask engineering to instrument for it. The organizations that manage AI costs well are the ones where finance and data science teams have established a shared language for efficiency, with defined metrics that both sides believe are meaningful. That conversation starts with finance understanding the cost structure well enough to ask the right questions. Bots. Cost Defender surfaces AI infrastructure spend as a distinct cost category, tagging GPU usage, inference endpoints, and API costs separately. So finance has the visibility to govern the fastest growing line item in the cloud budget.